أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الأبرار لفي نعيم على الأرائك ينظرون تعرف في وجوههم نظرة النعيم. In the previous ayats we read that the record of deeds of the Abrar, the righteous and the pious people, will be in Illiyin, and that is a place where all the records of the people, the files are kept, who are the righteous and the pious, who are right above the seven skies, the seven heavens, and they are there in great freedom and great enjoyment. And we can appreciate that when we see the contrast of that, the people who are the disbelievers, and their records are kept in Sijjin, that is in those prisons and jails which is right at the bottom of Jahannam, or right at the bottom of the seven earths, and with great difficulty their arwah are there also, whereas the Abrar, their arwah have got every freedom and every enjoyment. Now further, with regard to these Abrar, these righteous people, Allah Ta'ala explains that what enjoyment they will have in Jannah. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. بے شک نیک لوگ ہیں آرام میں. These righteous people will be in great delight. They will have great enjoyment in Jannah. Allah has given us this little while in this dunya to test us, to prepare us for that eternal life. This life is not our object. This life is not where we have to enjoy and we have to fulfill our desires. But yeah, we have to observe the commandments of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, go against our nafs, go against everything that is against the laws of Allah Ta'ala from all sides. And we please Allah Ta'ala, then these people eternally, forever and ever, they will have such great delight in Jannah. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْزُرُونَ. تَحْتُوا پر بیٹھے دیکھتے ہوں گے. And they will be sitting on beautiful thrones, and they will be looking around with great comfort and ease. Their thrones will be also made with such beautiful pearls and diamonds and rubies, and not of this dunya. We regard this dunya's things as very, very valuable, but these will be made of the pearls and rubies and diamonds, etc. of Jannah. And they will be looking around where their spouses will be also in front of them. They will be looking at them also. They will be looking at all the ni'mats of Jannah also. And the ni'mats of Jannah are such that a person will just be delighted all the time. He will be overtaken with that great, great enjoyment there. تَعَرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَذْرَةَ النَّعِيمِ. پہچان لے تو ان کے منہ پر تازگی آرام کی. And it will be such that if you have to look at their faces, you will just see that these people are in great delight. They are in great enjoyment. It will be either all the enjoyments of Jannah that Allah will give them, that they have got no worry whatsoever. Yea, in this world, a person has continuously got worry. For example, his daughter is of age. There are many other examples. Then he's worried she must get married. A proposal comes and they like the proposal. Now they are happy about it. But with that, another worry that we don't know. We looked after our daughter for 18, 20 years. Now we are giving her completely over to somebody else. How will that person treat her? Now that worry comes again. Preparation of the wedding takes place. There is happiness also, but there is worry also that everything must go right. And when finally the nikah takes place, where now we are happy also, but we have got worry also. And this happens all the time in all things. And our daughter, now she's gone. Very happily she left the home, etc. But the parents are making dua at night that, oh Allah, let everything go well. Her whole life must go well. As somebody said, the parents have continuously worry of their daughter until she goes in her qabr. And then they know now nobody can trouble her. What her husband was troubling her all the time, now that she's in the qabr, now nobody can trouble her. But really, that depends also on our lives in this world, how the life in the qabr will be. It isn't just when a person was suffering and we say now he's relieved and now everything is over. only Allah knows. So this is that this, in this dunya there is continuous worry all the time. A person is worried of making money, and he wants money, he is desperate, he is in debts, he is in difficulties. When he makes money, now he is worried that how to look after that money, where to look after it. If he puts it in the bank, he is worried of the of SARS. If he keeps it at home, he is worried of the crooks. He doesn't now know where to keep that money. So all the time a person has got worry in this world. Whereas in the akhirat, this one great ni'mat Allah Ta'ala says, there won't be only, it's not only that you won't have worry, but you will recognize right in the faces of the people what great enjoyment they have got. Ulama have written also, Mufassireen, that this great enjoyment will be increased tremendously when this people will be seeing Allah Ta'ala. And there will be those fortunate people who will see Allah all the time. As we read previously, it will be a great punishment that the non-believers will be deprived from seeing Allah Ta'ala. And the righteous and the pious, the believers, when they will see Allah, then even greater enjoyment you will see on their face. Unimaginable delight and pleasure will be on their faces. So these are those great ni'mat that we have to strive for. May Allah make us all, we are all desperately in need to understand that this world Allah has given us a short while. There isn't really a moment to waste also, that we are preparing for the akhirat all the time and for this eternal ni'mat. And otherwise, when we go there and we did not prepare, we can never ever come back again and prepare. There is no second opportunity. This is that one opportunity to save ourselves from the terrible punishments of Jahannam and get into the great delights and enjoyments of Jannat. May Allah in His great mercy and kindness and His love for His creation bless us all with this very great preparation, and out of His mercy grant us this Jannat with all its ni'mats and with all its enjoyments. And we should make dua for all our family, for the non-believers also, that Allah gives them also Iman and Islam, and that we all can enter into Jannat, the jinn also, the man also. May Allah Ta'ala bless us and be kind to us.